It'll be amazing. So stay tuned.
My name is Billy Bragg. I'm from London, England. What's your bar? This song is called Help Save the Youth of America.
Следующая песня называется «Помогите спасти молодежь Америки».
It's about the problems that young people in America have when they try to act and speak for themselves.
Эта песня посвящена тем проблемам, с которыми сталкивается молодое поколение Америки, когда оно пытается выразить свои мечты и чаяния.
It could easily be called Help Save the Youth of the Soviet Union.
Ее с такой же легкостью можно было бы назвать «Помогите спасти молодежь Советского Союза».
Millions, put them into power. expect a little more back for their taxes. Like school books, beds in hospitals, and peace in our bloody time. All they get is old men grinding axes, who've built their private fortunes on the things they can rely. The courts, the secret handshake, the stock exchange and the old school tie. For God and Queen and country, all things they justify. Above the sound of ideologies clashing, bless the civil service, the nation's saving grace. While we expect democracy, they're laughing in our face. And although our cries get louder, laughter gets louder still. But the sound of ideologies clashing, the sound of ideologies, but the sound of ideologies, but the sound of ideologies clashing.
You're tuned in to Campus and Community Radio with CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
We're downtown playing underground. We're CKUW 95.9 FM.
I've had relations with girls from many nations. I've made passes and women of all classes.
Lies. battery, power in the land, power in the land of the worker. But it all amounts to nothing if together we don't stand. There's power in a union. And the lessons of the past were all learned in workers' blood. Of the bosses we must pay for, from the factories and the farmlands, the trenches full of mud. War has always been the bosses' wife, sir. The union forever defending our rights. Down with the black leg, all workers unite with our brothers and our sisters from many far off lands. Power in a union. I long for the morning that they realize brutality and unjust laws cannot defeat us. Who'll defend the workers who cannot organize, and the bosses send their lackeys out to cheat us? Money speaks for money, the devil for his own. Who comes to speak for the skin and the bone? What a comfort to the widow, a light to the child.
Ghost of Martin Niemöller haunts the halls of history. When they came for the communists, he said it's nothing to do with me. When they came for the Democrats, he had nothing to say. And when they came for Jews, he just looked the other way. His silence didn't save him. When they came for him as well, there was no one to speak out for him. Resistance had been quelled. What excuses would you tell yourself if this ever happened to you? Well, I live in a city of heroes. I know what I would do. When they came for the immigrants, I got in their face. When they came for the refugees, I got in their face. When they came for the five-year-olds, I got in their face. When they came to my neighbourhood, I just got in their face. They used tear gas and pepper spray against our whistles and our phones. But in this city of heroes, we will protect our home. When they drag people from their cars, I got in their face. when they took families from their homes, I got in their face. When they murdered our sister, I got in their face. And when they murdered our brother, I still got in their face. In Dachau, Martin Niemöller suffered for his complicity. But in this city of heroes, we learn the lessons of history. I will bear witness to terror. I will bear witness to tyranny. I will bear witness to murder. I will bear witness to fascism.
Oh, yeah, CKUW 95.9 FM. Hello, if you're just joining us, it's the Night Danger Radio Show. We're a late-night radio coming at you live from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We are broadcasting from our satellite studio, as our regular studio on the 4.5 floor of Centennial Hall is actually kind of under construction. At least around us is. The library is, and the bathroom above us is. And so we've set up, much like we did in the during the pandemic when we were banned from the University of Winnipeg, we set up a satellite studio right on Main Street next to the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club back then. And we didn't have to go as far this time. We're in like a, I think it was an old professor's lounge that that's pretty nice, actually. It's great. It's nice. Change is good because I've been doing radio for 8 years on CKW, and we've been in the same studio. So it's, you know, minus the COVID thing, but it's kind of nice to go somewhere else and do radio. It's pretty cool. So, and it's our Winnipeg Folk Fest, and coming up a little bit later, our Winnipeg Punk Fest preview shows. So there you go. And there we go. It's all Billy Bragg all the time in the last set there. I am looking so dang forward to Billy. I mean, I'll just tell you right now, actually, while I have it up here. So first, Billy's only playing on Sunday at the Folk Fest. He's doing main stage from 6 to 7:10 p.m., and that'll be incredible. But what might also be incredible is he's playing a workshop earlier on Sunday called Waiting for the Great Leap Forwards, which is going from 1 p.m. to 2:15. It'll be Billy Bragg. It'll be Doug. It'll be Jamie, as in D-U-G, not D-O-U-G, like Doug, as in Doug, Dig Doug. And Jamie Webster will be part of that workshop. God, my brain. Hello. I'm going to have another drink of coffee here in a minute. And then Kathleen Edwards rounds out the four artists in the Waiting for the Great Leap Forwards. Incredible. What stage is this? Does anyone know? I don't. Green Ash. Green Ash stage. So there you go. You get to, if you get there early enough, I mean, the Folk Festival sold out, so there's probably going to be 20 million people or so. But if you get there early enough, you can sit right up front and watch all four of those incredible artists up close and personal. I don't think you're going to be able to do that with Billy Bragg at very many other venues either, except for a daytime stage at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. And then he takes the big stage and starts off Sunday when all the weary folk festers like me will be dragging our behinds a little bit because, by Sunday it is going to be tiring and the weather's going to be is going to be hot, just like it always is for the festival, it seems like. So anyways, we just heard from all Billy Bragg all the time. Like I said, we heard St. Swithin's Day from a record called Brewing Up with Billy Bragg. And that came out in, when did it come out? Was it 84? Let me just, 1984 on a record label called Go Discs, which have done quite a few, put out quite a few Billy Bragg things, including his latest, basically. City of Heroes, which was a 7-inch single from 2026. And again, Go Discs released that. And that is an anti-ICE song. That was a protest song in response to what was going on in the United States. And that's incorrect to say what was, because ICE are still operating in the United States as we speak. Apparently, they're somewhat operating in Canada too. I heard there was ICE agents in Vancouver, but I think they got their butts whooped and they're out of there. But one of my many beefs, if we're going to play the beefs and bouquets game, one of my many beefs is basically like commercial news. They broadcast all that stuff about ICE, and it went on for maybe a month. It might have been 3 weeks. I can't remember. But remember, every single piece of news we got was on ICE. And, of course, those of us who are normal were pretty appalled, by the fascist acts that were going on in the States. But they haven't reported on an ICE thing, at least in the mainstream media. that I've seen in forever. Like, I haven't seen anything about ice, and it's ridiculous because ice are still going into people's homes, into schools and all that, and, you know, just taking people out and throwing them in detention camps and all that absolute BS that's going on. So, yeah, another reason why you need to listen to community radio, you need to listen to, you know, to radio and TV that's not influenced by big corporations that basically censor everything and dilute your news. We'll tell it like it is here, and I can tell you that ICE is still doing all that fascist crap, you know, down in the States, and it's just ridiculous. But we wouldn't know it because, you know, for some reason, mysteriously, it's not in the news anymore. Jeez, what a shock. Just like everything they do on the mainstream media. Crappy. Yeah, and we heard there is power in the union, from the live version, that is, from a record called The International, which came out in 1990 on Utility Records. The International is a sick album. Oh, my God. I played like three songs from it in that set. We heard Sexuality before that from Don't Try This at Home, which came out in 1991 on Go Discs record, yes. We heard Ideology before that from a record called Talking with the Taxman About Poetry, which came out in 1986. Also, Go Disc put it out. We heard Help Save the Youth of America live from The International, 1990, Utility Records. And we heard the introduction to Don't Save or Help Save the Youth of America from that same International record. So that's just a little bit of a little taste of those of us who are going to be lucky enough to see Billy Bragg in person back at the Winnipeg Folk Festival once again. I just want to look something up for everybody here, too. I just want to see, because they have a really, if you go to the, if you go to the Winnipeg Folk Festival website, so winnipegfolkfestival.ca is the place to go. And there's a little section under performers called past performers. I'm just going to go to the letter B, as in Billy Bragg. Let's see here. Where are you, Billy? Billy, Billy, where are you? Billy, Billy, holy cow, there's a lot of artists in here. Okay, so there we go. Billy Bragg first performed at the Folk Festival in 1989, and then 2003, and then in 2012. And now he's back in 2026. Good grief. So excited. Oh, my God. Okay. I can do this. I can do this. I can keep going. I can contain myself. I can do it. I can do it. Listen, it's 1:28 in the a.m. That means it's time for CKW weather. CKUW weather. CKW AccuWeather, that is. And CKW weather, whether you like it or not.
Weather.
Yeah, I'm liking it.
Weather.
Yeah.
Weather.
Yeah.
Weather.
Yeah.
Weather.
Yeah. All right. Winnipeg, Manitoba. It's a folk fest, punk fest, AccuWeather, brought to you by the Night Danger Radio Show. Night Danger Radio, we don't sleep. We just drink coffee. All right. Currently in Winnipeg, it's 18 degrees with a few clouds out there. The wind's coming out of, well, barely any wind, 4 kilometers an hour out of the west southwest. So just a wee tiny breeze. Please give us a little bit more breeze for the folk fest. Anyways, I'm good. 13, we're supposed to go for a low tonight with mainly cloudy skies. Oh, well. The 27 degrees is what we're looking for the rest of Wednesday as a high, and only down to 15 degrees, and the clouds will be clearing off during the night tomorrow. Thursday the 9th for the beginning of the Winnipeg Folk Festival. Yeah! Which happens to be the 9th of July. It is going to be 27 degrees and complete sun, but remember, the Folk Festival doesn't really start till 6 p.m. on Thursday. And, yeah, we're looking at a 60% chance that it could rain. And, yeah, 17 degrees, though, not too bad as a low. So bring your rain stuff for Thursday night for sure. But, and I say bring your rain stuff throughout the whole weekend, just schlep it around with you. Even though I'm not showing any sign of any rain for the rest of the weekend, which is incredible. So Friday, 29 degrees, a mix of sun and cloud. 20 degrees is the low at night with clear skies. Then for Saturday, look out. This is where things start going, might start going a little south for folks. 33 is the high. And again, a mix of sun and cloud. It's going to be clear at night and 21. Beautiful. It's going to be 34 degrees on Sunday, apparently, for the closing of the Winnipeg Folk Festival. 34 degrees and complete sun, not a cloud in the sky. Great. I was kind of hoping for a few breaks from the blistering sun, but whatever. It's Folk Fest. It never happens. And 20 degrees is the nighttime low, and that's when everyone just drags their butts back to their vehicles or to their tents in the campgrounds and collapses, most likely. And then again, there'll be some people who just keep the party going until Monday. and that won't be me. I'll be one of those people that basically collapses into my vehicle. And I'll be like, holy cow, I don't know if I'm going to make it. And then you have to schlep all your stuff out of the car when you get home. And you're just like, all I want to do is grab like a glass of milk and go to bed for Pete's. But yeah, it's all worth it, though. The Folk Fest is so fun. So fun. And yeah. And it's going to be an interesting festival. And this next music set we have is showing Chris Frayer, who's the artistic director of the Folk Fest. In other words, he's the booker. He gets all the bands to come here. And I don't know if he has help or not. I'm sure he's got some people, you know, helping him out along the way. But he's done it again. He's booked an incredible, diverse group of musicians and artists and everything. And, man, for us weirdos listening to CKW, maybe you're a weirdo listening at 1:32 in the middle of the night on a Wednesday morning. This next set's going to be for you. The strangeness is going to start. There's a band called Engine de Poitrine, which, interestingly enough, I assumed, because in my feed, I get tons of Engine de Poitrine on my social media. I still get it. They're still, you know, feeding me. I joined a bunch of groups, though, like Engine de Poitrine fan groups and stuff as well. So I guess that's, I had it coming to me. But anyways, I don't know if anyone saw this, but they just played the Montreal Jazz Festival. And I don't even know how many people were there, but there was, like, the drone pictures from that, from the festival were insane. It was in downtown Montreal, and the streets were absolutely full. There must have been, like at least 30,000 people down there. I don't know what the official count was, but the streets were absolutely full. And I'm not talking just the main street leading up to the stage. I'm talking about the side streets feeding off that main street. They were packed as well. I'm like, is that even real? I thought that was like an AI thing or something. And I later found out, no, that was... It's basically Engine de Poitrine's hometown, and that's how many people showed up to celebrate that band. And I love the band too. I'm going to say this right off the bat before I play three songs in a row from them. This is the best band that I've ever listened to for cleaning and doing like kind of monotonous chores. You know, like I listened to them while I was mowing the lawn a couple weeks ago. And I kind of realized after I mowed the first lawn that I might have mowed that lawn in record time. I mean, I was just cooking through the lawn. I was a, you know, and I'm like freaking, you know, I'm like, man, this song's wicked. And I was like absolutely speed walking with the lawnmower. I'm like, I had to go back to the front lawn and look and say, did I actually do a good job or did I just randomly cut swaths here? But I did a good job. I actually stayed, you know, I guess within the lines or whatever you want to call it, and it turned out good. But I also had to clean a part of the basement which had been neglected for a while. So it was one of those things where, you know, you could write your name in some of my stereo equipment, you know, and, you know, please clean me, you know, or something. And so I threw on the Engine de Poitrine Volume 1 and then Volume 2. I cleaned that damn basement and I felt no pain. I was like happy, happy, happy. I'm like listening to this crazy tunes from them and just cleaning like a freaking maniac. It was good. So if you need songs to clean and you're like, oh man, I hate cleaning, or I hate mowing the lawn, or I hate, you know, in the winter shoveling the damn snow, put Volume 1 or Volume 2 or both, you know, on a playlist or something on your phone or whatever you used to, you know, put in your eardrums and go for it. It'll, you know, in my opinion, it makes chores a lot better. I can't wait to see these guys play too. They are they're playing. They're closing Friday night off at Big Blue at Night, which is really the alternative stage, which is going to be busy for me this year. There's a ton of bands that Chris brought in that are weird and wonderful. We're going to start with a song you might have already heard. It's from Volume 1, and it's one of my favorites. It's called Sherpa, and we'll start with that. It is CKUW. It's 95.9 FM. The Night Danger Radio Show is going till 3 in the morning, and let the weirdness begin now. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Joe from the Poison Suckers, and you're listening to Night Danger Radio on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hi, this is Em from Winnipeg Punk Rock Flea Market, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Campus Community Radio.
From the heart of downtown Winnipeg, you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM, campus-based community radio.